right, good evening, everyone. We're going to have our full singing time tonight, so do be thinking about what you'd like to sing and some requests. But we'll start with number 438, and we'll stand as we sing this first song, 438. Cleanse Me. This is based on Psalm 139. I thought of it this morning as we were ending, and I was wondering if anyone knew this song. So I guess we'll see. Let's stand as we sing our first song, 438. Requests. Which songs do you want to sing? Two oh three. Is that and can it be? Yes. Why don't we sing the marked verses 1, 2, and 4 of 203?
For me, who calls
Let's do all three of 351.
Dying with Jesus by death reckoned mine, living with Jesus a new life divine, looking to Jesus till glory doth shine. By moment, O Lord, I am thine. Moment by moment, I'm kept in His love. Moment by moment, I've life from above. Looking to Jesus till glory doth shine. Moment by moment.
Okay. Why don't we do all three again? And let's stand. This will be our last one. 345.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song. Submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture. on my side. Angels descending, ring from above. Echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I in my Savior am happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking apart, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
Thank you. You may be seated.
Well, good evening. Good to see you all here. We do have some time before our Bible Club report for prayer, praise, testimony. So if there's anything anybody has, anything you want to share, any of you dads have a particularly special day you're just dying to tell us about? Okay. Okay.
My son, he got out of the hospital last week, and basically the doctors have said that because the clot is a venous clot and not an arterial clot, that once the blood thinners start working, this is going to just be a bad memory. So it should be, they're saying 6 months, he should be able to recover from the deficit. So just pray the next few weeks that it's all good.
Mm-hmm. Also, Brad, my son, who had a stroke, he was given word that he should have complete recovery. And different persons in the medical field had heard that it was a brain stem bleed and said usually they're far worse. And so we have been trying to watch care over him.
Good.
Thank you for praying for me.
Anything else? Anybody? Phil, did you have a good Father's Day?
I did.
Good. Did you eat well?
I did.
Good. Yeah, I had a PBJ on the way to War Eagle, Camp War Eagle, so. Well, yeah, yesterday was a little better, a lot better. Good. Anything else, anybody? Well, let's take a minute and pray then. Father, we do thank you for the time tonight. What a joy to be together, and it's been a good day. We just thank you. Thank you for a special day to honor our fathers and be honored as fathers, and just what a blessing, Lord, to have children and just how you use them in our lives to teach us so many things and grow us in so many different ways. So we're thankful to be fathers and just for the special blessing that that is. And we are thankful for our fathers and the impact, the influence of their lives in ours. So thank you for today, and thank you for the special ways we're able as families to spend time together. Thanks for this time too, and just an opportunity to hear kind of a report on the Bible Club clubs that went on, and just continue to thank you for that ministry, Lord, and pray you'll bless us tonight as we hear from these that are going to share just all that went on and the opportunity we had there with the kids. I just want to lift that ministry up to you and pray for your blessing and pray for fruit. But bless the time tonight as we listen and as we just reflect on this ministry that you've given us. And we'll thank you for it. We do thank you for the good report for Lonnie and for Stephen and just how you're at work there giving healing and just thank you for that, Lord. What a mercy you've shown there. So we praise you and pray they'll continue to recover fully. But bless our time now, we pray in Christ's name. Amen. Well, I want to welcome you to the beach. We're going to hear a little bit about our Bible clubs that took place a week ago in three different locations. And I know you've been praying and many of you were involved, so thank you for that. But Mrs. A is going to come and kind of lead us through that, and several others are going to participate as well. But just listen prayerfully. Come on up.
Okay, while I'm talking, we're going to have slides going on, pictures going on behind me. And as people can attest at the club I was a part of, I can talk with all kinds of chaos going around me. It doesn't bother me. So hopefully that won't be too distracting to you. We had over 400 pictures taken during the week. Mr. Altermeyer and Karen Brophy took pictures. So I hope you enjoy getting to look at these while I talk with you. The chorus that we just sang, This Is My Story, This Is My Song, made me think about to ask you a question. How many of you, maybe part of your story of coming to Christ or being introduced to Christ involved a Bible school? Anybody? Sure, some of you out there. And so many of us probably attended Bible schools when we were youngsters. And so it's a real important thing to a lot of people's hearts. So I wanted to just kind of let you know what we've been doing the last two or three years for Bible school. We started at the beginning of this year. Many of the ladies that are involved in the after-school Bible clubs met together, and we talked about what curriculum we'd like to use. And in the midst of that discussion, we really felt like that God's provided an opportunity for us in the schools to be able to share Christ with students, and that we want to take advantage of that as long as we can. And so we decided that the curriculum we were currently using, the Child Evangelism Fellowship, CEF, has a great gospel presentation in all their lessons. And so we chose one that just focuses on Jesus. All the lessons were about Jesus for the week. And the past 2 years, we have held backyard Bible clubs in people's yards. And so we wanted to do that again, but we thought, well, you know, we've been doing it at the schools. Do you think they would let us hold the clubs at the schools? And so we decided we'd ask the principals, and to our amazement, they said yes. So we kind of had to think about what's it going to mean to be at the schools for the Bible clubs. But the school principals were very accommodating to us, really excited that we wanted to do stuff with their kids. And so this year we had a club at Westwood. We had a club at Parson Hills. And those are the two schools that we minister at during the year. And then we also have the last 2 years had a club in the vicinity of 40th Street, kind of over by where those Lynx apartments and the golf course are, and golf course. And so we've had children. There's a street there that has duplexes on it, and we've had children the last 2 years come from those duplexes to the clubs. And so we really wanted to focus particularly on that neighborhood. And I would say probably almost all of those kids are Spanish-speaking kids. And so earlier in the spring, we had a couple of families, the King family and the Bucal family, going to that street and just in the empty field there, playing with the kids and getting to know them and building relationships with them. And so when it came time for our Bible club, it was just natural that the parents were seeing these familiar faces, and they allowed their kids to come over. So our third one was just two streets over from their duplexes over at the Bukows. And so one of the neat things that resulted last year that some of you may not know, but one of the girls prayed to receive Christ last year from this neighborhood. And the Brophys have been, Karen Brophy and Jamie have befriended her, and they brought her and her cousin to Awana all week and have just developed a friendship with her. And that's just really our goal, to be developing friendships with these kids and getting to share Christ with them. Another, for me, aspect of doing Bible clubs is the opportunity to have the young people in our church involved, and to give them opportunity to minister and serve and learn what that's all about. And our young people here are just wonderful. They really are servant-hearted, and they don't mind. They're cheerful when you ask them to do things, and they're brave when you ask them to do things that are out of their comfort zone. And some of them were stretched this year. We've had some kids that played guitar for us that had never done that before. Some people led the Bible memory time and the game time. And we had different adults that were kind of helping them out. Doris helped the girls with the memory verse. Kristen Carson helped the kids with the drama. And Raquel helped the kids with music. And John Carson helped them there. So it was a fun time preparing each Sunday afternoon when we met together and getting to just brainstorm and figure out how things are going to work together. And I hope that the young people enjoyed getting to have the us old folks help them out. So another thing about working with this group of people is they're all so creative, and it's just a joy to see how God takes people's gifts and brings them together. And there are just a lot of great ideas contributed, from name tags to music to drama. And I want to talk about one thing in particular. You wouldn't think name tags would be a big deal, but when you play water games and when the kids play with them the whole time, something insignificant as name tags takes on trouble of its own. And so this year, Kim Bukow came up with a really creative idea for us that was functional and simple to use and worked really well for us. She also came up with the idea of lifesavers. And probably you guys saw that on our list, and you probably wondered, why do they want all those lifesavers? They keep asking us for lifesavers. Well, we decided this year to have a beach theme, and so the idea of Christ being our lifesaver was what resulted from that. And so we used those lifesavers for rewards for the kids when they memorized the verses, if they answered questions during the Bible game time, even to bribe them to pick up trash at the end of club. So those were a great tool for us. And one of the things, the reason we came up with the beach theme, is last year we had a curriculum, Answers in Genesis, and it had a drama with it. And the young people really enjoyed getting to do that for the Bible clubs. But because we're using CEF, they don't have a drama, so we were discussing what we would do, and Sheena, who heads up the Ireland team, suggested they're doing beach this year, and if we did beach stuff, then there might be some things that we use that they could also use in Ireland later on, so double duty some of our supplies. And so that's where we came up with the idea of the beach theme, and we found Gospel Light had a beach theme drama about a lifeguard school, and so that just kind of fit really well together. We enjoy having those themes and just making it a little more fun for the kids. So one of the things that you may not know, I've mentioned a couple of times that the kids did drama. The Altemeyer kids, I know you'll find this hard to believe, they're the most awesome, spectacular, what are all those other crazy words we had last week? dude and dudettes that connect. They are just great. We had Bennetts that were actors. We had Parson kids that were actors. A couple of the Hill kids and Pastor Brad. And so we saw some, maybe you've seen them in some of the pictures. We saw sharks and surfing and swim cats. And they just, I think they enjoyed performing, and we enjoyed watching them, and the kids enjoyed watching them perform the drama and just give some truth about Christ and what it means to have Christ in your life. Another thing that we do at Bible Club, of course, is sing songs. And last year we had some kind of complicated ones, and so we said, let's make it a little more simple. And so we went with the CEF songs, and they're just wonderful. Those CEF songs teach the gospel all by themselves, because they talk about we're sinners, we need a Savior, Christ is the Savior, trust Him. And so we had those, and we had Jeremy Hill and Lauren Townsend play guitars for us. John Carson also led a group. And Kim Bukow played a ukulele. Maybe you guys might not have known. She knows how to play ukulele. And so we had a good time with the music. We had this year three wonderful teachers. We had Kathy Webster taught at Westwood. And that's Kathy teaches at both Westwood and Parson Hills during the school year at our after-school Bible club. And at Westwood, we probably had about 15 kids attend. At Parson Hill, Sherry Townsend was our teacher, and we had over 50 in attendance there. And then Janet Humphrey was the Bible teacher at the Bukows, and they probably had over 30 kids there. And the lessons that week affirmed the I Am's from the book of John, where Jesus said, I am the good shepherd, I am the bread of life, I'm the resurrection and life. I'm the light of the world. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And so it was great. Those are our memory verses for the week. And it's our prayer that the kids will remember those truths that they've learned about Jesus that week. Our memory verse leaders were Emily Bennett and Whitney Altemeyer and Laura Parsons. And I've asked Janet as one of the teachers, and also one of the persons that attended at the Bukow's house, to come up and just share what it meant for her to be a part of that week.
As you can tell, this is kind of right up my alley. But I did have to come out of retirement. I think it's been 20 years, 25 years since I did Vacation Bible School. But it was great. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Still couldn't quite fill in a 30-minute lesson. I thought, wow, 30 minutes. I can talk. No, I can't. But I was just really tickled when I saw that they were doing the whole week on the I Am's of Jesus. Because it just kind of blows my mind that there's a generation growing up here in the United States that does not know who he is, even in passing. I mean, you know, just it's just amazing. So I thought it was just a great week to start building a basis there, to plant seeds and to water. There were some of those kids that, you know, had been to the after-school Bible clubs, and I enjoyed seeing them. And it was just a real enjoyable time, and I appreciate it, and especially the youth. Y'all had a good time, and if you need a director next year, I do that too. But anyway, I just thoroughly enjoyed it. I think y'all need to get out and get involved. It's just a fun time, and the greatest thing was to see the Lord work, because the weatherman was predicting rain and storms all week, and we did have one. But it was in early morning hours. Sun came out. I mean, every evening it was pleasant and nice out at the in the backyard. And I told the children that we were praying for that, and that the weatherman had predicted rain. And so, you know, we were able to point that out to them, that the Lord had answered that prayer, so that they were able to come out and have the Bible club. We added a little more water to the Bukow's backyard and front yard. I think we played every game you can play with a balloon full of water. But it was great, and I thoroughly enjoy it, and I recommend y'all get involved next year.
She really really dresses the part. Okay. So she mentioned games, and that's another important part. You know, they've been sitting still for, you know, hopefully 30 minutes, not always. But so they need to get up and wiggle, and so games is part of that. And we had planned water games that week, but as Janet said, it kind of was a little cool at night. And I know one night at Parson Hills, we played water games where they got, like, really drenched. And so instead of sitting on the blankets, they were curling up in the blankets, shivering, because it was cloudy and cold. But the kids that we had leading the games are just wonderful, creative kids. The Parson kids, Trey and Sydney, helped lead games. Gabriel Bucow helped them. John Arnold and Trevor Altmeyer. He's really the age to still be attending club, but he's such a great leader. He just naturally rose to the occasion to help lead with games there. And then Travis Altmeyer led games also. And I've been telling Travis for a week or so I was going to put him on the spot, twist his arm and make him come up here. So I think he's going to agree to do that, come up and just share, you know, what being a part of that meant for him that week.
All right, just to clarify, it wasn't a week. She told me last night she wanted me to talk, and I didn't find out until I walked through the door that I was going to talk. So that's my disclaimer. But
yeah.
Okay, yeah. Well, so I come in here, I sit down, Pastor Beckinsale tells me, oh, hey, you're going to talk. So naturally my mind spins into overdrive, and I start thinking about all the things we did that week. And by my count, I had 4 water balloons broken over my head. I had 2 buckets of water dumped on me. I was hit by 2 wet sponges. I forgot my lines 3 times. I came on the stage too early. I left the stage too early. I blew my whistle I don't know how many times. And I spent 30 seconds with my feet stuck in a tub full of ice water. So I don't recommend that, just so you know. But, yeah, so I mean, I was thinking that, you know, we're all part of the body and we all have our part to play. And, you know, for some people, that means you have to teach the kids the word, teach them about Jesus. And for me, it means acting like an idiot, I guess. So, you know, and that was something that I started thinking about this week. You know, I mean, there's all this other stuff I could be doing, and I'm running around doing games. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, what does that really mean? I mean, am I having any kind of kingdom impact at all? And that was kind of discouraging me. But you know, I just came to realize that we all have our part to play. And, you know, my job is to just get the kids active, get them engaged, get them excited about this stuff, and try and build relationships and just plant whatever seeds I can. And once that's done, you know, God's the one who makes the seed grow, and that's all I can do. So, yeah, we had fun this week, and I hope we made an impact.
So I'm hearing you saying you were faithful in little and you're ready to do more? Okay. All right. All right. That was a kind of a theme at our ladies thing on Thursday night. So thank you, Travis. Another thing I want to do is just thank all of you who prayed and your generous donation. We still have cookies that you'll get to partake of for fellowship this evening, I think. So just thank you for the cookies and the popsicles and the lifesavers. We appreciate that. We appreciate you praying for the week. And for a lot of these kids, especially out at Parson Hills, I think those little tokens really are meaningful to them. It's not something that they get a lot of. And so it's just a small, tangible way we can show the love of Christ to them. We also, some of our most important people are the host. They're invaluable to us, and especially since we did it at schools this year, they provide blankets for us to sit on and tables to put the refreshments on and mix the Kool-Aid every day and bring the cups and the napkins and set up the area and greet the kids and go out and invite them and then clean up afterwards. And so the hosts that we had this year were Matt and Jean at Parson Hills and Brad and Lydia Arnold at Westwood and Karen Brophy and Jamie and the Bucows at their home. And so I've asked Jean to just come and share what it means to her to get to be a part of this.
Well, just don't minimize Kim's organization, because I had my list and it had everything on there that I needed to bring. And so I would look at my list every night and check it off and make sure it was all there. So thank you so much, Kim, for getting it all organized. And also, you know, the Lord always knows the plans before we did, like Janet said about the weather. And, you know, we just don't have to worry and stew. And, you know, there was a possibility for me to have a more leadership role, but I said, you know, I think hosting's enough. And turned out I was only able to go to club for 2 days, and then I had to leave and go to my mom's surgery. So, you know, the Lord knows, and then my husband graciously took over, you know, and made sure everything got there in the truck every night, and he was faithful to do that, and I thank him for that. One couple of little stories I just wanted to share for the 2 days I did get to go. Well, and also this, the inviting part. So this year we decided we would just come early the first night and just walk out into the apartment complexes near the school and have our invitations and our lifesavers and our popsicles. And I got to do that with Elizabeth Bennett and Andrew Bennett and Andrew Turnbull and Sarah Turnbull, because they were here, and that was really special. And we just wandered and talked to the kids and invited them over. And sometimes parents were around, sometimes they weren't. But it's just amazing how the Lord just graciously brought the kids on such, you know, last-minute kind of invitation. There were maybe 20 or so kids that were from our regular club. So that's always a blessing, too, to see familiar faces. But we had many that we had never met before, so that was really special, too. And during the story, the first day on Monday, when Sherry was asking some questions, kind of getting the kids to interact, she said, well, what is sin? And so first it was just kind of quiet, nobody said anything. And then Kevin, who had just come, from my recollection, a few times to our school club, he said, sin is anything you think or say or do that breaks God's law and makes God sad. And we all went, wow. He remembered. He remembered the CEF training that we had given him. And then, of course, Sherry went on to talk about specific examples that, you know, we as people and kids do that sin. But, you know, you're just like, I only seen Kevin a few times, but he remembered what he had been taught. So that really encouraged me. And then another thing happened on Tuesday. Of course, I'm already gearing up to, you know, go help out with my, you know, mom and dad situation. And I got a call from Anna Wilson. And she said, oh, I've got some stuff for VBS. Can you meet me for lunch? I'm like, sure, of course, you know. And so I met her at Wendy's, and she gave me a little bag. And so I took my little bag on Tuesday, and there was a little girl on Monday specifically. She's about 7 or 8 years old, and she was really dirty. She had just wandered over from playing, you know, with her cousins and older sisters, and there was kind of a group of 5 or 6, you know, that seemed to be related. And she was very wiggly, pokey, jibber-jabbery, even doing somersaults during the story. Day one on Monday, right? So they come back on Tuesday and like, oh, yay, they're back, you know? And Anna had this lovely little stash she'd given me, and one was this pretty little hair clip. So I put this in the little wiggly girl's hair, and then I take my little lovely lei that Miss Anna had given me, and I put that around her neck. And even that night, she had on a little dress, and it's like completely transformed her personality. All of a sudden, she was my buddy. All of a sudden, she wanted to sit and be good. And it was just so special to me that, you know, here Anna couldn't come to club, but she knew that there would be these little special treats that the kids would enjoy, and they did. It was like, oh, can I have one of those? And oh, and they felt so special. And one girl even said, it's like a party now. And so they were just thrilled to get these little tokens, you know, that we just think, oh, they're paper, we're going to throw them away. But they were really special to them. And so even when her little cousin started poking her, she got up and wiggled over and sat next to me, and she's still thinking, I'm going to be good tonight. I want to do what's right. So that was really special, and just, you know, having those 2 days to just see the kids' joy and just something fun for them to do and to hear God's word and the gospel and who Jesus was. And I know the rest of the week went really well from what I heard. And the youth would come over after a club and play some volleyball. And one night, I think they went to the Kings. And it's just a special time to get to know the body more in a fellowship-serving capacity. And so I really enjoyed it this year.
Yeah, we're hoping next year Jean doesn't have to leave, because she's very vital. And Matt was a great substitute. We really appreciated him being there. We had, just to let you know, over 40 people from our church involved in putting on the clubs this week, and just some special thank yous to people that you haven't seen or haven't really mentioned. I did mention Dale Altemeyer and Karen that took pictures, and Phil Daniel actually built our backdrops. It's always a struggle if you're going to do this drama, what you're going to have, and so he just has such a great mind to figure these things out. And Sheena had to tell me how the sharks were going to work. She had to finally show me. You'd think I'm from Missouri or something, but we got it figured out. So I appreciate that, Phil, for helping us out. Sheena, haven't mentioned, but she helped us tremendously. She was our organizer for our Friday night beach bash. And so I'll just tell you about that at the end here. Last year when we were doing Bible clubs, someone suggested they knew of a place that they had backyard Bible clubs, and then they came together at the end of the week. So we thought that'd be a great, fun idea. And so we did it last year. We did it again this year. So we had our big beach bash. And part of the desire in doing this is that we can invite the families to come. And we still share a Bible lesson. We still sing our music. We still do our Bible memory verse. And so it just gives us an opportunity to present the gospel to the family. To grandmas came and aunts and uncles came and older brothers and sisters. And so it's just another opportunity, like Janet said, to plant those seeds of the gospel. We had about 45 kids attend on Friday night, and more than half of those were not from our church. So that was just, it made us excited that we had those kids come here. Their families brought them. We had about 10 kids come over from Parson Hills Club and about 20 from the Bucal neighborhood. And I just think that's just going to be a great ongoing ministry, because we have some of those kids that are coming to Awana, and just a great opportunity to get to be in their lives and minister to them. And we also had about 5 from the Westwood Club. And overall, we had probably about 125 on Friday night, where we had inflatables and pony rides. The Parsons brought those over. We appreciate that. Hot dogs, snow cones, and then lots of candy for winning the games. And you've seen those pictures up here. And so it was a great time. It's a lot of work, but we had a lot of fun doing it. It also kind of gives our young people that have been working all week an opportunity to kind of play around too. So I hope they enjoyed that. Like I said at the beginning, some of you have Vacation Bible School or Backyard Bible Club or After School Bible Club as part of your story in Christ. And I would just finish by saying that, you know, that's our desire as we continue our after-school clubs when we start up this fall, and hopefully we'll see a lot of these faces again. That's just our desire, that there'll be some of those kids that will grow up and they'll say, you know, I learned about Jesus first at a backyard Bible club or at an after-school club, and we're just thankful that the Lord lets us have a part in that. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Kim, and all of you that shared. Thanks, Travis, for being a good sport. But, you know, this is a ministry the Lord has given us, isn't it? It's as far as really as far as local outreach goes, this is kind of one of the major things we do around here is these Bible clubs and then this event in the summer. So it's really encouraging to see so many people involved, and just the support is just a tremendous opportunity, as Kim mentioned, for training our young people to serve and to love kids and to see how, hey, I can be useful, even if it's playing games with the kids. It's learning to love and serve, and that's what we want to do, is train and equip people to do ministry. So, and then just the opportunity too to proclaim the gospel. You know, like Janet mentioned, to kids who don't know anything, literally anything, about Jesus. And it's just, it just opens our eyes, doesn't it, to the fact that we have needy people all around us that don't know anything, and we take so much for granted. So the Lord has put us here in this place, and He's put these people here, people from other nations that have come here. So we don't have to go there, you know. This is a huge blessing to us, and we want to continue to go through the open door that God has provided there and be faithful to that. Suffer the little children to come unto me. This is a very practical way for us to do that. So thank you for your ministry, and thank you for your support and for your prayers, and just continue to pray that these doors will stay open and more opportunities even will grow as the Lord would will, and we'll be able to expand this ministry if that's His desire. So thank you for the report tonight. Stand with me and let's pray, and then we'll go back and have supper together. Father, it is good to just be a part of what You're doing and to just have people that are responding to Your leading and the open doors. Thank You for the heart You've given so many in our church for children and for sharing the gospel with them, for loving and serving them. So thank You for these Bible clubs and for the school campuses that we're able to be on throughout the year, and then again this summer to have access to that. Thank You for that. Pray that You would keep those doors open, and pray that we would just continue to pursue those ministries and expand them and improve them and continue to take the gospel beyond the walls of this building out into our neighborhoods and schools and whatever venue You would have. Thank You for the privilege of that. Thank You for the way You're using these ministries to train young people and to teach us how to serve and to teach us how to love our neighbors. So we just rejoice and thank You for what You've done. And know that seed has been planted and or watered, and we don't know what all the outcome will be, but we know that You are faithful. And so we just commit all of this to You and thank You for the faithful, servant-hearted labor of Your people that made it all possible. Dismiss us now with Your blessing and bless the meal and the fellowship that we have together. In Christ's name, amen.